This episode of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast is sponsored by Susan's Travel Services.
Right now is the perfect time to start planning your destination wedding or honeymoon.
Susan Green and her experienced professional team are available to you to help plan your perfect day.
With over 25 years in the travel industry, Susan's Travel Services is committed to creating the destination wedding or honeymoon you have dreamed of and to ensure that your guests have a fantastic vacation too.
They can fulfill your destination wedding or honeymoon requests for any location in the world.
If you're looking for an all-inclusive experience, Susan's Travel has partnered with some of the best in the world, whether it's Mexico, the Caribbean, an exotic cruise, an overwater bungalow in the Maldives, Bora Bora, or the French Alps. Susan's Travel can help you.
Not sure of where, how, or how much? Schedule a free consultation to get you moving in the right direction.
Susan's Travel has exclusive offers for TBWPP listeners. Visit the website at susanstravelservices.com today for details. And be sure to mention that you heard about them on the Big Wedding Planning Podcast when you inquire.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners, tearing it up. Listen, learn,
plan that wedding. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Hello. Thank you for joining us. We're so happy you're here. 2021, man.
2021. It's so good. It's so good to say 21. 21 was fun, too, in terms of the age when you turn 21.
That's true.
You know, it's like you can drink legally if that's important to you.
It might not be.
It might not be. You know, you're beyond just 20. So you know, you're kind of like, well, I'm more of an adult now. You know, I'm into my 20s. And you're young and you're new and most people are pretty damn healthy. And if they aren't, they really don't know it yet because their body hasn't told them.
We took our health for granted at 21, I think. Ugh. Although I was definitely over my normal capacity of drinking and drugs probably at around 21, 22.
Over your normal capacity?
I mean,
what do you
like,
mean?
If I was going to say overweight, but it's more that like my whole body was on like a peak in terms of like terrible habits and like my skin and my hair and my energy and my like sleep. I was probably sleeping until like noon and then staying up until 2 or 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm probably healthier now for sure.
I was full on party mode. That was my life. Like I moved out.
But your body
out.
Can take it.
My
at
body
21.
Could take it. Like I didn't even. It didn't even think of. I mean, I moved out when I was 18. I was free. I was Jose Luis and I were already like together. We were going out. I mean, we lived pretty much to party. We worked because we had to.
You
pay
were like
some
ravers,
bills.
Right?
We were ravers. Yes, we were. and it was all about what party we were going to that weekend. And all about who we were hanging out with. And, you know, there was substances. And
sure.
You feel like you're going to live forever. I mean, at least I did. I had no even concern about anything other than just having fun. And damn it, that's how it's supposed to be. But this episode, you know, I am no longer in my 20s. I sound like it and I look like it.
You do. Yes.
I was in my
say
eyes
that,
I do.
But then I knew you would say it first.
But you know, I get up in the morning and I hear cracks and I feel achy and you know, I definitely am really aware of my body and my mind. You know, the other day I was like, God, I feel shitty. Like, I feel tired. And I realized I haven't had enough water today. Like, and I feel sickly. So this episode I've been wanting to do for a really long time, because Brian Shamp is someone that I've known for several years now, and I met him kind of out of accident. And this guy can talk for days about this stuff.
He's a talker.
But what he says, you're like, oh yeah, that's, whoa. Wow. Yes. You're right. It makes sense.
Right. Because he walks the walk. It's not just.
Oh, he lives his life. Yeah. He is genuinely this person that he practices what he preaches.
When you say we've been wanting to do this episode for a while, I think it's probably fair. We should mention that when it comes to fitness episodes or wellness or personal, you know, well-being, and especially when you get close to like be your best self, lose weight for the wedding, and that kind of like wedding planning bullshit, we've been trying to be careful, you and I, about what episode we put out and how, because we reject that whole, you know, mentality, and we don't want to even like come close to that sort of podcast topic. So we've been picky about how we do this and who we talk to about it.
Yes.
And that's why you were so happy to talk to Brian, because it fits your life and you can speak to it personally, but also for our wider audience, we feel positive about putting this out. And I think that wasn't always the case with other pitches that we've gotten.
No, it's not. You know, we've gotten plenty of pitches of like, I can come on and talk about how to lose weight for the wedding and how to look good in your dress. And I'm like, listen, I love to look good in a dress, okay? But what my idea of looking good in a dress and what your idea is not exactly what the listener's idea. And I am not going to presume that anyone out there is just trying to lose weight, or that you should. You know, it's very important that you feel good about who you are, no matter what the hell you look like. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all have different goals in life and ideas. But I think that this episode in particular, and yes, why I wanted to talk to Brian is because it's about paying attention to you. And it's so timely.
Like the big you.
you listening, you, Christy, me, Michelle, like paying attention and taking care of yourself, because there are so many distractions in life normally, let alone right now, this time in our lives, in your life listening at this time. We are recording this intro on January 9th, 2021. The recording I did with Brian was in November, right after all of the voting had happened, right? When we were still in that limbo, when, you know, Trump is saying, no, that's not true, and Biden is saying, yeah, it is. There's such a divide happening even right now in our country. There's so much on the news. There's so many distractions, not to mention this global pandemic. And people are having a hard time just focusing on what's in front of them because there's so much noise in the world. So I'm hoping that this will be an episode that not only do you listen to right now in the current state of time, but that you can go back and listen to when you're starting to fall off track or when you need a little inspiration to pay attention to you.
Mm-hmm. Yourself.
Not only that, like, if you're not in the right place in your life, nothing else is going to fall into place. Not your relationship, not your wedding planning, not your fitness, not your health. You can't.
It's really hard to plan for the future when you don't feel like you're on solid ground in the present.
Yes. And you those people who need you and depend on you, you're not going to have the space for them if you're not in the right place. And if you're not drinking enough water, seriously, I talk about this all the time. My kids are, and my husband are always like, oh, you in the water. I'm like, you don't understand. It is a primal need, as you will hear Brian talk about. There are 7 primal needs, and we don't give those to ourselves on a reg, most of us. So this is a good
one. I'm excited to hear all about it and to hear what those are. Spoiler alert, is one of them actually water, or does it say like hydration and fluid, or is it just straight up water?
It's water.
Okay.
It's that not makes it easier. Gatorade. It's not tea. It's
balancing sure your as hell is not ketosis, coffee. Electrolytes, and caffeine.
Yes, it is water. So, okay. All right.
So pour yourself a big glass of water.
A big ass glass of water. And you
and
know,
listen to this.
You're going to have to pee a lot. That's okay. You can press pause or just take us with you into the bathroom. We don't mind. Okay. All right. So let's get right into this. Brian Shamp, my interview. This is a good one.
I am Coach Brian Shamp, and I am a transformation expert, coach, personal trainer, whatever you want to call me. And I am now based out of El Dorado Hills, California, but I also have an office in Belmont, the Bay Area, California.
All right. Yes. Cali.
Yeah.
Brian and I know each other from when I moved back to the Bay Area from Boston. Yeah. So talking about, what do you do?
That is a great question. I actually think whenever, it's a challenging thing. So, cause it depends on who I'm talking to. So I used to teach at Foothill College and I used to teach at Kenyatta College, and I was an adapted PE instructor. I worked on folks with injuries, disabilities, people older adults in that program. So I was an instructor at that time, or I was a professor at a college level. So, so in that realm, I was a instructor, teacher, and I would work with people with disabilities and things like that. People with spinal cord injuries, strokes, Parkinson's, older adults. Jeez. So I did that for 10 years, but I've always done multiple things. At the same time I was doing that, I worked for College of San Mateo. I was a strength coach there. I worked as the baseball strength coach, and also did University of Santa Clara. I worked with the tennis team there, so I was a strength coach. Hmm. But now, I kind of consider myself a transformation, expert, coach. I really just go by the name Coach now, because what I really do is I help people with mindset and improving their mental, emotional states. That's really what I do. Mm. Because without that, like if you're feeling angry and sad and frustrated and overwhelmed and stressed, like I can give you a nutrition program and a fitness program, but if you're in those negative emotional states, you may never actually do those things, right? So, there's no shortage of information on nutrition and exercise, but what I really do now is accountability and coaching. So that's the number one thing that I do. But there is 3 things that I say I do. Accountability coaching, number one. Number two is I create personalized nutrition programs for people. And 3 is we create fitness programs for folks.
What's accountability coaching? I know what it is.
Yes. So accountability coaching is really keeping people accountable to what they wanted in the first place. So, I believe you came in, a few years back and you wanted to lose weight, right? For the most part. So most people want to lose weight. Most people want to achieve any goal, but they get distracted along the way. And right now, more than ever, this is a very distracting time. If you don't know, we're in the midst of COVID.
Yes.
And a presidential election, which I think is pretty much over, but
yes.
To some people it's not over. Yes. Right. So, but it's just, we're constantly aware of everything, more than we probably should be, right, with media. And that's very distracting to our personal well-being, right? So, which is why people have gained the COVID-15 or the COVID-30 or the whatever it is now.
I call mine the COVID mushroom top.
All right.
That's what I call it.
Yeah. So focus, helping people stay focused. And I would say I do that in a couple ways. One, I tell people to check in with me daily. We use an app called Voxer. It's a communication app. Most people know like WhatsApp, but it's kind of like that, but it's voice. WhatsApp. Yeah. WhatsApp. I don't use that. I don't even know anything about it really, but I know it does voice. Yeah. And voice.
It's like a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
I love it. Yes. Well, I know it because of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So love Voxer. Anything will work. I just started using Voxer because it's just very simple. You push a button and people and my clients can talk to me. They can go to Whole Foods or wherever they are and they can say, hey, Brian, I know you were telling me about that gluten-free tortilla thing. What's that thing called again? And they can leave that voice message and I can respond to them very quickly. And it doesn't, you know, and I'm just trying to get out of email too because email is really just, it's overwhelming.
Time consuming.
Yes. So I got myself out of all the emails that I used to keep me up at night. And I know people, just like they're having Zoom fatigue now, they've had email fatigue for 10 years or so. Mm-hmm. So Zoom, so Voxer is a very good way to communicate, whether you're working with me or just having a conversation with friends, really. So that's one way. And then I have a coaching call with my clients every other week. Mm-hmm. And typically it goes something like this. I'll say, hey, Michelle, you know, I know you're doing well because I can, you know, you're checking in with me every day, but you know, let's talk a little bit more depth. So tell me your wins and your victories from the last 2 weeks since we've talked last time. Hmm. And then people will go over those things. And then the next piece is like, what are your challenges? Like what right now is a struggle for you or a challenge? And then usually our coaching call will be about routines and strategies for that thing. Mm-hmm. So usually it's sleep. Brian, I just, you know, I was watching Game of Thrones. People have been watching it for 7 years, but I'm watching it all right now and I'm staying up till 3 at night. And I can't sleep. I can't work out because I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know, then I give them routines or strategies on how to improve that area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that was one of the things too that struck me is like, it's more than, I mean, you go to your website and it's like, you know, fitness and, you know, weight loss and, I think I feel like what you provide is more than that with mm-hmm. the accountability coaching. It's very kind of in tune with what I was taught when I took my yoga teacher training. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to hold yourself accountable. It's it's really hard for anybody. Yes. I mean, I'm sure, I mean, I don't want to assume, but I think that maybe even you've probably had problems with it. And you're the guy that holds everybody accountable.
I mean, we all need coaches, right? I have a million coaches. I have a business coach. You know, I have a financial advisor. He's a financial coach, right? I've had many spiritual directors. I had a session today with a lady who does some amazing online work in the healing realm. She does intuitive Reiki stuff. I mean,
cool.
And I see her every other week. So you know, we tend to get in our own head. That's the problem. And we think that reality is actually truth just because we believe it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, we just need to communicate overall. And so I find myself more doing more life coaching these days than anything else, especially during this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I calm people down.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, because I receive people's weight and body fat almost every day, their numbers, they send them to me, a screenshot on Voxer. Almost every time I talk to somebody the day before, they send me their numbers the next day and they almost always lose 1 to 2 pounds.
Huh.
And I think a lot of that is just, you know, through conversations, they just say, hey, you know what? It's actually going to be okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a big thing, especially when it comes to weight loss, because I look at weight loss, which is what a lot of people will you know, call me for as a side effect of overall hormonal balance and stress reduction. I see weight loss as happening when someone's in a good place, when they're doing the right things, when they're taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty interesting, you know, as I lessen the load in my head, how the weight is reduced in the body.
How often are you working with people planning their weddings?
It's a very common thing because it's, you know, definitely the moment to remember for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Rest of your life. So no, it's a big deal, right? You know, we still look at our wedding pictures. We have it posted on our wall and we look back on that picture and we're like, oh my God, we don't feel any older, but we actually look older. And you know, and yeah, you know, we both, you know, look pretty amazing on our wedding day, my wife and I. And so it's a thing that everybody thinks is a is important because it's such a big event and you put a lot of money into it, right?
Yeah.
So it's very common that folks will call us for that.
And so whenever we talk to somebody on the podcast having to do with any sort of fitness or nutrition, we always have that same message of, yes, it's a goal. Your wedding day is a goal. Like, I totally get it. We've all been there. But, like, not to stop there, right? Not to be like, okay, well, that's done. To actually make a lifestyle change, right? Like, let this be the starting point of a lifestyle change. And so I want to say that right now off the bat, just talking, you know, to whoever is listening, that, like, whatever your goal is, like, it's different for everybody. It may not even be about what size. Like, that's all up to the individual, right? It's like, we are our own worst critic, whatever size it is you think you're supposed to be in. I don't even think it's about that. It's just about how you feel and being healthy, right? Inside. And then that reflects outside. I think, and one of the big things, I think the brilliant part of what you teach are those 7 daily primal needs. Can you please talk about that?
Yeah. So I created this self-care system. I used to call it a coaching model, but I now call it a self-care system. And I'm writing a book on this called The 7 Daily Primal Needs. And, I wanted to create something to help myself and my clients just kind of put some importance on things. So generally speaking, when people think weight loss, they associate exercise. So that's a big one, right? So again, my degree, I went to UC Davis and have a degree in exercise science. And I always really thought exercise was the key to weight loss myself even. when I became a trainer early on, I didn't really coach people on nutrition. And interestingly enough, I didn't coach them on nutrition or the life coaching piece. I didn't know enough at the time. I was only 18 when I became a trainer. So I just coach people on fitness because I thought that was important. And, you know, and from what I knew, when I learned, people, they got stronger. They, a lot of their pains and aches went away, but people never lost weight. They really didn't lose weight. And then I started realizing the importance of nutrition about, 8-9 years into it. I was even referring out to a nutritionist at the time, but people still weren't losing weight because that person didn't really personalize the nutrition experience. It was generally a kind of a handout that nutritionist would give my clients. And I would ask, I would say, hey, how's your nutrition program coming? And they would be like, it's all right. I'm not really doing it because I don't really like the foods. Mm-hmm. It seemed too difficult or whatever, but it was the same nutrition program for every single person. This was a very intelligent individual. She had a PhD in nutrition. So she knew what she was talking about, but she didn't know how to communicate with people or personalize it at the time. And this was a long time ago. But when I did my thesis, I realized at looking at every study on changes in body composition and weight loss, I looked at every study related to cardiovascular fitness, strength training, nutrition, I realized that nutrition was super, super important. So I started diving into that. And once I did, I started getting amazing results with folks. So I realized that, yeah, you can work out, but if you're not following a decent nutrition program, you're probably not going to get great results. Mm-hmm. But then further, I had great knowledge on nutrition after a while, but I didn't, there was just some people that were falling through the cracks. I realized there was another piece that I was missing. And kind of I realized that through a lot of my training with Tony Robbins. I spent a lot of money to Tony Robbins and learned about mindset and psychology. And I would say putting those three things together, the fitness and the nutrition that I learned, and the work that I've done with Tony Robbins and others, personal development side, really has been the big difference maker. So that's kind of how this self-care system evolved. There's 7 key areas I want people to focus on. But number one, it's all about stress reduction. Okay, mm-hmm. So stress reduction is everything. And number one, if I can get people to consciously breathe, that's my first primal need. Mm-hmm. Number one, consciously breathe. Slow down and breathe. Mm-hmm. Most people breathe from the chest instead of the diaphragm, which is what we talk about in yoga, we talk about in a lot of different disciplines. That's number one. Number two, hydration. That's a big one. Most people are very dehydrated now, And we can actually measure hydration or total body water by using a simple scale called a Renfo scale, which is what I have my clients send me every day. So number three is sleep quality and quantity. Again, most people are just staying up too late, right?
Yeah.
And that affects everything. Affects even the motivation to work out the next day.
How many hours of sleep should they be getting?
Approximately 8 to 9, especially in these fall winter months, and then a little bit less during the summer, probably around 7, 8. You know, that would be ideal. And, you know, if we, and it's really, so quantity is one, but quality is the other. If I go to bed around 10 o'clock versus 11 o'clock, I'm probably going to lose a hell of a lot more belly fat and balance my hormones. So without even changing my diet, without even exercising. So that's why it's the third primal need.
Sleep is going to help balance your hormones, which directly correlate to any sort of weight loss or health. That's like, I mean, most people don't know that.
Yep.
There's you always hear your mom say, "You're not sleeping enough," but I don't even think mom knows why.
Yes, especially in this day and age, you know. And it's an escape, right? Like most people don't talk about how sleep is a problem. I mean, we know sleep's a problem, but you know, it's not looked at like alcohol abuse or like meth or something like that, yeah. Right? Oh, it's just a lack of sleep.
Right.
But it really is it's a major problem, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it has a profound effect on overall health and wellness.
I think some people also attribute too much sleep with like, I just don't have time because I'm so busy because I need to work and I'm very motivated. So sleep is not a priority for me. Getting things done is a priority.
Yeah.
And that's just like a vicious circle, isn't it?
It's easy to justify that because, yeah, I mean, if I sleep, I can't get things done. But if I don't sleep, I'm going to be sick and unhealthy and I'm not going to get things done.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So breathing, water, hydration. By the way, Jose Luis thinks I'm nuts because I'm constant. Every time the kids have some sort of an ailment, my head hurts, my stomach hurts, I always say, how much water did you drink today? Yeah. How much water did you drink today? And they're very good. We all carry our water bottles everywhere with us. That's Jose Luis says I'm a water freak. And I'm like, well, I don't apologize for it.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah, dude, I mean, I can't remember the guy's name. Your body cries for water, maybe the name. But he talks about how many symptoms and ailments people have are because of dehydration,
yeah.
Whether it be blood pressure. I'm not saying blood pressure is strictly caused by lack of water, but it definitely, if I can increase the hydration of one's blood, there's going to be less pressure at the same time. So it can help, decrease blood pressure. I mean, you'll eat less food if you drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people are eating just because they're thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be shorter if you don't drink enough water.
Okay, that's not true, Brian. Yeah. I'm sure.
So, I mean, yeah, we get shorter as we age, but also if you notice, seniors don't drink as much water
because
they don't want to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
You know, so it is
the problem.
Cycle.
That's the pain in the butt about drinking water. You're constantly peeing. It's so annoying.
Relationships to joint health because of water. So I mean, there's a ton of them.
Yeah.
Kidney stones. I mean, it's just on and on.
This episode is brought to you by 1010.
Now, you may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you all about it.
1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today.
Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone.
We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds.
If you're making 2021 plans or on the hunt for the perfect ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out.
Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com.
And actually, again, since I've been tracking water with people, you'll actually see if you weigh yourself every day and you say you drink half your body weight in ounces most days of the week, half your body weight in ounces of water.
Which is key, people listening. Yeah. Half your body weight in ounces of water per day.
Yes.
Minimal.
That's if you don't work out.
If you don't work out. Yeah. I learned that from you.
So let's say you do that and you're pretty consistent and you're weighing yourself, right? This could be a good experiment for everybody out there. And then on one day, you're probably just going to do it organically anyway, but drink half that amount. Just drink half the amount and notice what happens to your urine output, your bowel movements, and your weight. Mm. You're going to pee less, so you're going to be inherently more toxic if I pee less. I'm not going to eliminate your urine, which is not a good thing. I'm going to have less bowel movements or none, or they're going to be harder, which is not going to be comfortable. You're going to have distension on the left side of your belly. Mm-hmm. Your pants may not fit very well. Mm-hmm. And you may notice that there's about a pound to 2 pounds an increase in your weight. Mm-hmm. So this is the stuff that I'm gathering every single day from my clients. And we try to make sense out of numbers, which people don't do. They don't really understand the numbers. They want to be a number, but they don't understand why there's fluctuations. And they may just restrict more calories, right? Yeah. Or I may exercise more, when in fact, dehydration or not drink enough water is a big problem.
Yeah, because then your body tries to retain that water, right?
It's all about survival.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, yep. Breathe.
That's number two.
Drink, sleep. And then
food.
Oh, food.
Yes, that food thing we like to do.
By the way, this is the top four so far, people.
Yes.
And you notice exercise is not there yet.
Not there for a reason.
Yeah.
It's not as important.
Yeah.
Number four is food. And I think the key thing to just keep it simple is everybody has a specific fuel source. I used to be, well, I still am, I guess, a metabolic typing advisor.
What is that?
So it's it was a program created, I'm blanking out his name, he's one of my old mentors. It's called the metabolic typing diet. I'm certified in it, and I just haven't really talked about it in a while. But basically, in a nutshell, what it is, it's eating right for your particular body type, your fuel source. So what's your ideal fuel source? So are you more like, if it was a car, are you a regular? Do you take regular fuel, diesel, super unleaded? What are you? So that was kind of the idea behind metabolic typing. What is your fuel source? So you and I are different backgrounds. There's a lot to it, but you know, we each have a specific fuel source, and if we eat the wrong things, we're not going to perform at a very high level. That's pretty much what it is in a nutshell. So I kind of think about that with everybody that I work with, even though I don't really use that program anymore. I still think there's a lot of important things that I learned from it. And, you know, I can take it into another space, like food allergies and sensitivities and reactivities and things like that. You know, I have clients... It seems like everybody that I work with has something different going on. Mm-hmm. I had a lady, she ate flax seeds, and she went to the hospital.
I can't eat flax.
You can't eat flax seeds either?
I've become a big gas bomb.
Okay, but you're not going to the hospital though.
Okay, no.
That's interesting, right?
No.
So you don't hear about flaxseed problems very often, right?
She's allergic.
She was allergic, yeah. And she, you know, one of my products at the time happened to have flax seeds, and I didn't know she had a flaxseed problem, and she didn't look at the label. Not a good thing. So I have a client I'm working with now. A few months back, he said, I'm not going to the bathroom very well. And I think it's avocados, Brian. And I'm like, nah, I don't think it's avocados. I've never heard of that before. I asked him, have you incorporated gluten and dairy back into your diet possibly? Maybe that's causing this thing. How are you doing with water? Because that's a big relationship to constipation. He goes, no, I'm pretty good with all those things. He goes, I really think it's avocados. I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, let's see how it goes and give it a couple more days. He sends me a message and he goes, Brian, I'm still having a problem. I'm like, okay, well, get rid of the avocados. Sure enough, he's fine.
Whoa.
And apparently Stanford did a study recently, which is where he got the idea from, that avocados are a high FODMAP food. And that is a very, it's kind of becoming more mainstream now. I use it with my clients. It's an anti-inflammatory diet. So,
I heard about that.
Yeah, it's called the FODMAP diet. Yeah. I model my nutrition program off of that program. I don't do the exact FODMAP diet, but you know, it's using a lot of those foods or avoiding a lot of the higher inflammatory foods. So, but yeah, who knew? Avocado has recently shown up as a high inflammatory food. Again, I still eat avocados.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting to kind of put that in my memory banks for somebody who's constipated in the future.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Could be anything. Usually it's going to be dairy and gluten. Those are the top two.
Yep.
Most people eat too much sugar. Mm-hmm. Most people eat too much processed type foods that are overcooked in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just trying to, I'm really a detective when it comes to food. I put people through a 21-day anti-inflammatory nutrition program. And then on day 22, we start reintroducing things.
Mm-hmm.
And based upon their weight, how they're feeling, are they bloated, are they gassy, what happens with their weight and body fat, will determine if things are actually healthy for them or not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I approach nutrition. And then I teach people sustainable eating patterns. So, if someone wants tacos, for example, and, they want corn, I know they don't do well on corn, I'll teach them other things that could be better, right? Like a rice tortilla or a cassava flour tortilla or a lettuce wrap. All of those would be better than having a flour or a corn tortilla. But then sometimes just going to have the corn and the flour.
Yeah.
And we may just have what my mentor titled it, Anything Goes Day, where we just kind of teach people how to be good cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably a pretty big lesson that I try to teach every one of my clients, how to be a good cheater. Most people suck at cheating. They really do. Because they cheat and then they feel guilty and then they cheat some more and they'll say, I'll get back on the program on Monday. And that one episode of cheating leads to a month off a healthy nutrition program to a year to 10 years, all because of one episode. So yeah, it could be one time somebody deviates, just throws them off completely from an exercise and nutrition program, and it shouldn't.
Well, it's really hard. I mean, that's why I'm saying, like, making lifestyle changes as opposed to being on a diet, I feel like is key to success, right? Like knowing, like you're saying, knowing what foods work for you and what foods don't work for you or like totally screw you up.
Yeah. I don't eat gluten and dairy most of the time, but typically it's going to be, hey, it's gluten day. It's Friday.
Yeah.
But then Saturday's the real big day.
Yeah.
Like I may go crazy and have like, a big piece of cake, like bigger than most people would have that they may even look at me and go, hey, that guy, he's a coach and he's having that large of a piece. but I'm going to enjoy it and probably a little too much. But the next day I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Whereas other people may go, I'm going to save the cake and I'm going to eat it for the next 3-4 days.
Yes.
That's not a good strategy.
No.
Not a good strategy.
Just have a big old piece of cake, get it over with, then throw that shit out. If there's leftovers,
that would be a
good idea. Go put it somewhere in the garbage where you're not going to eat it.
Yes.
I'm just thinking about Sex and the City and Cynthia Nixon's character. Okay. next one after eating was number 5.
Love. Yes.
All you need
is love.
What do you mean there, Brian?
I've done a lot of stuff around the relationship space as well. Tony Robbins has, if you ever heard of this thing he does called Date with Destiny. It's it's a course that he does, and it's like 7 days, something like that. But on one day, he talks strictly about relationships, and a lot of the information he gets is from a lady named Alison Armstrong, which is amazing in the amazing woman in the relationship space. So, so I don't really go into a lot about relationships. First of all, I don't say I'm an expert in relationships, but again, it's just something that can definitely create stress, right? Mm-hmm. So even again, where we are now, the relationships we have, with our friends, right? It can be really hard right now because we have a difference in opinion on things, right? Mm. More than ever, we're divided, right? So that could be a problem, even if we're not married to people, just, being angry about like this person doesn't agree with me. Yeah. I'm going to defriend them on Facebook. Or, but again, you know, it's usually, yeah, I mean, so that could be a big one. But there's oftentimes issues with spouse or partners and things like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just a big fan of completion and communication. So I won't get into details, you know, usually, but sometimes I have to bring it up because it could be affecting someone's sleep, mm-hmm. their food intake.
Huge. Yeah.
Them not exercising, mm-hmm. you know, because of they're in a poor relationship.
Drinking more alcohol than usual.
Yeah. I mean, they're all escapes, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes I have to tell people, hey, you know what? You need to deal with this thing, mm-hmm. right? I may not be the one to deal with it for them, mm-hmm. you know, but I'll say, hey, you know, I got this person. Mm-hmm. I got this lady, mm-hmm. Like the lady I went to today. She's amazing. Or, you know, a hypnotherapist or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. A relationship counselor. So anyway, it's a big area. It's an important area. And it's something to think about mm-hmm. for my primal need number 5.
Okay. And yep. 2 more. What's the last
number
two?
6 is grow. Grow or growth. What did I put there?
Grow.
Yes. So but it's just growth and development.
I can't grow anymore. So
yeah.
Growth.
Yeah. We're not talking about growing in height, but you know, developing as a person, personal development,
yes.
you know, so is, you know, if an individual does a program with me, they're going to be developing. If someone signs up for anything, they're developing, right? If you're listening to this podcast, mm-hmm. you're developing as an individual. You're hearing things from a different perspective mm-hmm. and
learning
that's a great
things.
Thing. Yeah. Not everybody wants to do that. Right?
Right.
So I think it's very, very important. I know it's very important to have constant and never ending improvement. And we can't stop. No, the world is not going to stop evolving and having new technological advances. But if you're not, for example, in that particular area, if you're not going to go to that next level and continue to learn and adapt to technology, you got buried, especially in 2020. Mm. You know, if you're going to say, well, I don't do online stuff. I don't do online exercise. Oh, I'm not doing Zoom. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know, good luck to you. You just buried yourself.
Go get your sleep then, because you ain't going to do nothing else.
I mean, you limited your job opportunities. You limited your fitness experience. Mm-hmm. You limited communication with friends. Mm-hmm. You know, so this right now, we're going through a transition, right? You have to, I always tell everybody, you're growing or dying right now. Mm. You're growing or dying more than ever before.
Yeah.
Everything's changing.
Yeah.
Are you going to grow? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to die right now? Or adapt or die, right?
Right.
So that's what I mean by growth. And again, if somebody's in my program, they're automatically, I'm always giving information and education and I encourage more. So that's number 6.
That's number 6. And the last one.
The final one.
Number 7.
The final one is movement.
Oh, moving. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a thing that most people actually thought was the most important thing.
That's what everybody thinks you have to do to change your body, right? I mean, and you do.
Yeah.
To change your body, yes, sure. You had to move.
Maybe.
You don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, expand. You expand
not,
on
not
that.
Not necessarily. Yeah. I mean, so if you and I tell you this all the time. If you and I were to never work out again, we may never increase our weight. So that's why movement is number 7, but yet important at the same time.
Yeah.
So, and again, I'm not telling people that movement is important, that movement isn't important. Movement is very important. Mm-hmm. And actually, I would say this, movement is very important, but it has very little correlation in weight loss, fat loss, and health.
Mm.
Okay. Should we move? Yes. But here's what's more important than moving, not moving.
Yeah.
So not moving is actually a very big problem. Mm-hmm. Sitting is one of the most dangerous things you can do. According to Time Magazine many years ago, they said sitting was more dangerous than smoking. So movement's important. Sitting, not, you know, to sit all day is one of the worst things you can do.
It's terrible.
So, but what can we do instead of sitting? Well, we can stand.
Mm-hmm.
That would be better than sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And now if we marched in place or did heel toe raises, that's moving,
mm-hmm.
right? Moving's going to be better than standing
because mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get varicose veins and I'm getting a little bit of exercise. But so yeah, we want to move. And ideally we do like 3 days a week or more of strength training. We do some cardiovascular training. We do some mobility work. We do some self-massage and some stretching to improve our joint mobility. And we're hitting all kinds of various acupuncture points with self-massage and things. So we want to move, and we want to move, I think, in a particular way. We should do functional movement patterns like squatting, lunging, pushing, pulling. And I provide all of that in our fitness program. But yeah, we want to do strength stuff. If you're just doing cardio, we want to do strength for so many reasons. It will help, but it actually makes things more complex, which is a whole nother, you know, we can talk forever on that. But what I mean by that is if someone didn't work out, they don't have to eat as many calories and they don't have to eat as much protein. They don't have to do as much self-massage, or they don't have to do as much stretching. But now when we work out, we've actually made the system more complex. We're asking more of your physiology, right? We need to eat more, which people don't understand. They think if I work out, I'm still going to restrict my calories. Well, no. Actually, you need to eat more now. Mm-hmm. Maybe like 300 calories more a day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So people often are under eating when they work out. They're also under eating when they typically go on a nutrition program anyway.
Yeah.
But we just have to think about that. If I'm demanding more upon my body, I need to make sure I eat more.
Yeah.
I need to make sure I probably get a little more sleep, drink a little more water, get a little more massage in order to handle that stress from working out.
Yes. Everything has to do with the other.
And all of that is designed to reduce stress. So all of those things, all seven variables, if you do them on a daily basis and focus on them, you will reduce your stress. And that will relate to lower blood pressure for most people, lower cholesterol. A lot of these things will just reduce.
And also just like better relationships, feeling better every day. You know, your brain is stronger. You're going to plan a better wedding.
More clarity.
You know, you're not going to go out shopping and spending all your money on things that you shouldn't, or just, I mean, there's just so much good to come out of these very basic. I mean, the first four are so frigging basic to breathe. Nobody breathes. I mean, that's not true. A lot of people do, but most people don't breathe the right way. I'm looking at your website.
Yes.
Okay. So that's really amazing. And there are things that we all kind of in the back of our mind know, but we don't really put them into play every day because we're so busy doing whatever else we're doing on these phones and computers and taking the kids places and getting work done or, you know, shopping or whatever it is. There's just a million and one reasons, but just breathe, drink a shit ton of water.
Can you say shit on this?
I can say shit. Okay, yeah. Yes. I say all sorts of cuss words. You know, sleeping, eating, loving, or, you know, taking care of you, making yourself a priority.
I think we could put love yourself in there as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I talk a lot about, this is more the mindset stuff, but, you know, we tend to be our own worst enemies and have a lot of negative self-talk. So I think we can put that in that category as well. Just not only, you know, loving others and, you know, but loving ourselves in that same category.
Yeah. I can't imagine. And you just said that bad talk about yourself. Like I'll drop something. And I'll be like, Michelle, you idiot.
Yeah. It's bad language
to speak that way to myself.
Yes. Be nice.
How dare
I? Be nice to yourself and others.
That is so rude.
And I was going to mention one thing too, for a lot of, folks listening, especially ladies, you ladies are really good at multitasking.
Mm.
So I encourage you to multitask breathing when you're listening.
Expand on that.
Well, if you're not, talking. So right now when you're talking and, asking the questions and, you know, even in the intro, you kind of talked more than I did. It's actually a lot of energy. Mm. Like if you think about how much energy it is to talk, and I know a lot of people are just like, oh my God, this Zoom thing right now. I'm in meetings all the time. I'm talking more than ever. It's actually very energetically draining to talk. So I encourage you when you're listening to breathe. And then when you're talking, I need to work on that. Right? So just something to think about.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know, just kind of have a little game you play where you just breathe and other people are talking, number one, but also think about breathing before you eat, as you're driving in your car, as you're falling asleep, right when you wake up. If you wake up in the middle of the night between 1 and 3, which is very, very common, that's a side effect of
I wake up at 3 hormonal imbalances to pee almost every freaking night.
Okay. Yeah, there's some reasons for that, you know?
Well, it's because I drink a lot of water too, Brian.
Yeah, let's drink water earlier. But, you know, that's to fall asleep again. Sometimes we have trouble falling asleep.
Yes.
We're kind of wired.
Yeah.
And just go to that breathing from the rib cage, from that belly rib cage, and just calm. So that would be an example of multitasking.
I'm going to throw one in there, though.
Okay.
When you're waiting in line somewhere.
Yeah.
What do we do when we're waiting in line? We're looking at our phone.
Yes.
You could be just standing there and breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I did that at the post office this morning.
Yeah.
Somebody looked at me a little strangely. I will say that.
You weren't on your phone?
No, that the way I was breathing, maybe I was being, yes. I don't know if I was being loud. I was being weird. But anyway.
Heavy breathing is not appropriate in public.
Well.
Yes.
I had heavy breathing. I confuse my yoga breathing with my, just do that all the time. Anyway, sorry, I cut you off. What were you going to say after the...
Just other ways to multitask. You know, just in terms of water, just carrying water with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, set yourself up for success. So one of the things that I do is I really encourage folks to drink a good amount of water in the morning so they're not peeing at night.
Mm.
And, you know, try to get in about 2 to 3 cups of water right as you start your day.
I do this as soon as I wake up.
Yes.
I have my 20-ounce bottle of water next to my bed. I do not allow myself any coffee until I drink the whole thing.
That's a perfect thing. Yeah, so it's my wife or me, you know, one of us brings the water for the other person and themselves.
Nice.
So, we generally put it on our bathroom area, in our bathroom area, on the sink. And that's just to remind us to drink water the next morning. And it's funny, though, if I don't drink water before I brush my teeth, I'm pretty much screwed for the day.
Because it's your habit and you've messed yourself up.
It just doesn't
up.
Taste the same.
Oh.
Have you tried drinking water after you brush your teeth?
After you brush your teeth. It's awful.
Everything's terrible after you brush your teeth.
Yeah, especially.
Which is another good strategy for not eating late at night.
Yes.
Brush your teeth. Yeah.
And use mouthwash too.
Yeah, it's just interesting though. Just get it done early.
Get her done. Okay, yep. So one thing you're doing differently than when I was... teaching for you and working out at your gym is you're doing everything virtual now.
Yes. I got freedom.
You got
freedom. Yes.
I mean, it's very different. It's very different because a lot of gyms are going under. People are not going to the gym. I mean, as of the time that we're recording this, which is November of 2020, and you're platform. I mean, you've switched everything over to remote. So people are still members and they're working out with you as their coach in real time, but from their home.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty friggin' great. How's that going?
It's going great. And I'd say my results are interestingly better than before. And I've always had good results, but you know, it's just interesting. I think, you know, just because I'm keeping people focused now and, you know, again, given all the distractions, I am doing my best to keep people focused. And I've just created a comprehensive program online now that incorporates those three areas we talked about, the accountability, the nutrition, and the fitness. And, you know, we really try to do the best we could with pivoting as soon as possible. I mean, number one, I mean, my primary income stream was fitness, in-person fitness, brick-and-mortar fitness. So we had three
bootcamp
locations.
Classes.
Yeah, we had three locations in the San Francisco Bay Area before our quarantine hit us. And, you know, it was a couple of things. Number one, I couldn't afford to not do something, you know. I think we all thought it was going to be a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
But even for me, like, you know, I just try to keep people on patterns. I know human behavior. I knew that if I was to not do something immediately, my clients would quit. And they were already starting to quit. They were already starting to say, Brian, I'm hearing about this thing called COVID.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned. This was like, you know, like before we went on quarantine.
Yeah.
I already started having people putting their memberships on hold. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, so first week and that we were told to go in quarantine, I pivoted online. And it was rough. You know, it wasn't great. I never taught an online fitness program before. I've been doing this for 30 years, but I've done, you know, videos on YouTube and things, but for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I never ran a class from beginning to end. you know, I had microphones for our brick and mortar, but I didn't know how to work it for Zoom.
Yeah.
Zoom was never intended for online fitness programs or voice lessons and all the other things we're doing now, right?
Yes.
So it was an interesting pivot. And again, it wasn't pretty in the beginning. If you go back and I posted a lot of my videos on YouTube, they're there, and it's, you know, the lighting's terrible, the sound's terrible, and it's just gotten better and better and better. And I've really, I really did the best I could to figure out how do I optimize the sound, because still to this day, we're now, what are we at? 9 months into this thing?
Yeah.
Something like that. We started in March.
8 months.
8 months into it. You know, there's still trainers and people, coaches, coaching fitness or other things. Mm. I don't know.
There's more home gyms now than ever.
Yeah, but
that
still,
I know.
And there's still poor sound and poor music in the background. People are like having their music player in the background. So, you know, so I really did the best I could to figure out how do I optimize that sound quality? How do I optimize the video stuff? So that's been a kind of a focus and
make it personal, right? Because personal, that's the thing. When we used to go to your classes, you'd come around to everybody and be like, do this, do that, or, you know, lengthen your spine or whatever it was, like tighten your core. Michelle, you're doing good. Like you're very good at names and talking to people. And
I'm even better now.
Now you're better.
Because
which is
the
crazy.
Names are on Zoom. It's great.
Everybody better use their real names as their usernames.
No, it's been actually kind of great.
Are you seeing them though? Are you seeing like? Do you have it on a big screen?
I do. Okay. Yeah, I have. I can see everybody's. So yeah. So I think the key to those of you that are listening that's go online's not for me. Mm-hmm. Online fitness not for me. I'll never do it. I've convinced a lot of people that it's better than you might think.
Yeah.
Because I would have said the same thing if you would have in February. I would have said, heck no, I ain't going online. I'll never do that, and it'll never work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of my experience with like pre-recorded videos. Mm-hmm. And again, I know a lot of people like the P90X and Xanity and stuff like that. It's fine. But the problem is it's the same workout all the time, and
it's
they don't
the
know
same
you.
All the time, and they're not watching you, and they're not holding you accountable, and they're not motivating you in the moment, which is what a lot of people miss about group fitness.
Yes.
And you're able to do this
all
remote, all online.
Yeah. It's really not a lot different. And actually, if anything, I think our workouts got better because I'm not wasting time anymore.
Yeah.
Because I can't, right?
Right.
In the old days, I'd be like, okay, guys, go get some water.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'd be like, people would be talking in the water area.
Yeah.
And like, hey, come on, let's come back now.
Yeah.
Just people wasting time and a lot of chit chat going on.
Yes.
Which again is great, right?
Yes.
You know, that's the biggest thing that everybody misses from in-person online is the community. So that is a hard one to replicate. But in terms of the actual workout, here's what I recommend, whether you take my fitness program or anybody else's, is again, do it live.
Mm-hmm.
Live stream, that is. It's called live stream. When you're actually working with a coach, whether in a one-on-one, small group, or a large group environment, do it live, not the recordings. And you will get more out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And do this also. Put your darn video on.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Turn on your camera.
You know, so I have people say, well,
turn on
I don't
your
want
camera.
You to see my house or various things. So there's people are very self-conscious.
Sure.
But again, in order to get the best experience, and I want to give people the best experience, put your video on.
Yeah.
So I can correct your form.
Right.
So I can make sure you stay focused. Because it's actually easy to work out in your home and lose focus. If you see something on your ground that's dirty and you start cleaning it all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So you actually, and this is a real big one, is to create a really nice environment for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like don't work out in a garage that's cluttered because you probably won't like the fitness workout regardless who the coach is because you're just going to be distracted. So, you know, find joy in your workout space. Like you want to find joy in your clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't find joy in your clothing, throw it out. Right?
Yeah, we Maria Kondo. That.
Exactly.
Yes.
Find joy in your workout space.
Yes.
So that's a really big one. And then, you know, for us too, we really encourage people to have a heart rate monitor. And then wherever you are in the world, I can see your metrics. I can see your heart rate, how many calories you're expending. And then I can tell you where I want you to be. And that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically like an Orange Theory online model minus the treadmill and those items.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it works very, very well. And that's the fitness piece when we've been able to, you know, keep people very motivated. And it's been, I'd say, a really great thing for folks to keep them distracted away from all the stuff that's going on.
And you don't do a 1 hour workout.
It's 45 minutes now, yes. But that's, and again, that is, you know, we're starting with the breathing.
Yeah.
We're oftentimes thinking of, you know, something we're grateful for in that 1 to 3 minute breathing type mm-hmm. period in the beginning. We're going into a mobility session. We're preparing the body, and we really don't even get into the workout till about 15 after.
Yeah, because I remember this very specifically of when I started working out with you. You were saying, like, these 50 and 60 minute classes, we're doing the same thing. Your body is going to do the same thing after the class of these hour classes for these 35 to 45 minute classes that we're...
Yes, in terms of...
Because that's what you need, right? As a good 35 minutes to 40 minutes of movement.
Sure. Yeah, we want to get about 30 minutes of movement a day in. Sure.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
But I mean, just that was like a big thing for me too that I learned is like, well, I don't have to have a 1 hour workout to be effective, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, we don't even need a 45 minute workout. But I mean, the problem is I can do a 5 minute workout and beat somebody up, you know, but the problem is, you know, if you do too much high intensity stuff without warming up, without doing your due diligence for your joint health and, you know, tissue health, you're just not going to last very long, especially if you're 30 and over.
Right.
You know, which is a reason why professional athletes are usually 30 and under.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we got to warm up and, you know, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of online stuff is shorter, but mm-hmm. I know I would actually attract more people if I did less than 45 minutes even,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, from a sustainability and longevity standpoint.
Yeah.
We got to warm up.
You got to warm up and you got to also stretch afterward and
so
breathe.
We stretch at the end as well.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And we do some, you know, we always have a word of the week at the end as well, which is working on that mindset piece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So that's all what we do in an hour. And every day we have a workout. Well, we have multiple workouts in a day that are live.
Mm-hmm.
And then for folks that can't do it in the live stream model, we have an on-demand model as well.
Mm. Cool. Very good. Very good. So I think this is all such important stuff. I've been wanting to have you on for a while to talk to our listeners. Yeah. So you offer the accountability coaching. You also offer the workouts.
Yeah.
Is it like a whole package or can somebody just say, oh, well, I just want to do these, you know, workouts with you, Brian, with you and your coaches. Like, how does that work? Like, what do you offer?
There's a couple. There's like three different options for the most part. There's a 21-day program where I incorporate everything. The coaching, the nutrition, and the fitness.
Okay.
All right. And then there's a 12-week program, the same thing. It's just discounted. I'm going to discount it for everybody, $30 per week, less than the 21-day program.
For anybody listening right now.
Yes.
Yes.
And then if someone just wants to do fitness, then it's like way less.
Just the classes.
Yeah.
Then just be like a gym membership.
It's an online gym membership where they get access to the live stream classes. They would still, you know, they would still get some kind of introductory nutrition program.
Yeah.
But there's just no coaching. The coaching's the expense.
Right. Right. Yeah. Which we talked about because it's...
Because I'm actually talking to people for 30 minutes every other week.
Yeah.
So yeah. So it's going to be more expensive for a coaching program than any coaching program.
Okay.
But yeah. So the fitness is easy. That's... Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. Different options. Three different options.
Our podcast listeners, though, will get a discount with Brian.
Yes.
So if you all are interested, you want to go to brianshamp.com. And that's
works.
Brian with an I-E. He spells it B-R-I-E-N, Shamp, S-H-A-M-P, brianshamp.com. And just the website has so much information.
We got a lot of recipes on there as well. If you look under resources, we even have a meal delivery service all around the U.S. to make things simple because that maybe you don't need a whole program around nutrition. Maybe you're never going to cook at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have a meal delivery service that maybe you just use for lunch.
Yeah.
You use it for lunch and dinner, whatever you want. So again, that's why I want to talk to people and kind of, again, personalize even the conversation. I just want to personalize the conversation with each person.
Yeah. Cause everybody's different. Everybody's body's different. Everybody's situation is different. Very good, Brian. Thank you so much for...
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. The big
Big Wedding Planning Podcast is hosted and produced by me, Christy Matthews, and Michelle Martinez. It is edited by Veronica Gruba. Music by Steph Altman of Mophonics. If you like the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, please subscribe. We are available for free on pretty much all podcast player apps. Help us get the word out by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram at The Big Wedding Planning Podcast and be sure to use the hashtag PlanThatWedding when posting. Become part of our Facebook group. Join us and our amazing members. Just search The Big Wedding Planning Podcast Community on Facebook. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 415-723-1625 and you might hear your voice on a future episode. That is it. Happy planning, everybody. Christy, love you, love your show.
Bye.